Okay, let's go ahead and call the meeting to order. McKinney Housing Finance Corporation at January 4th, 8:10 a.m. Like our first item on the agenda is 22184, the minutes of the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation from the meeting for November 11th, 2022.
I move we approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Minutes are approved. Second agenda item, 22185. Consider, discuss, act on a resolution that allows the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation to enter into negotiations to participate with Palladium USA Inc., a Delaware company or its affiliates, and the financing, development, and operation of multifamily housing development intended for rental to moderate to low-income residents located in the city of McKinney, Collin County, Texas. We have a resolution, and I believe we have guests to speak on this.
What perfect timing. Look at that. Way to make an entrance.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank
lights
you.
In a band, and you've been on earth.
So my name is Ava Shishon. I'm the Executive Director of Real Estate Development with Palladium USA, and we're so happy to be here to discuss an exciting opportunity in the city of McKinney. We have a site under contract at Carlisle and just to the north of West Virginia Parkway, so not too far from here. It's in a great location next to jobs, retail, and it's in an area where we think it'll be perfect for workforce housing, as it's to the west of Interstate 75, which I know the city has put a focus on trying to provide workforce housing to the west of Interstate 75. We're proposing to do a 4% housing tax credit development, and we are getting a bond reservation, and it's already been induced, and we just got word that our reservation is in hand yesterday, and so we have 3 days to submit our tax credit application, and that's why we're here today to partner with the McKinney HFC. So TDHCA would be the issuer. It's a $40 million bond reservation, and then the rest would be tax credit equity. We're looking at doing a 221D4 loan to get a better interest rate. And so the partnership, obviously, with the McKinney HFC would allow for the property to be tax exempt, just to help cover a little bit of a gap. It is a priority one development. It's all of the units would be at 60% AMI and below, which is perfect for the city of McKinney because rents are high with a lot of the market rate developments that are on the ground. So it would be for families, 1, 2, and 3 bedroom. We are here today to ask for the opportunity to enter to a negotiation on the partnership where you would be the sole member of the GP, and then also for sales tax exemption, the general contractor. And I can answer any questions, just a little bit of background about Palladium. So this would be our first development in McKinney. We've been trying to get a deal in McKinney for some time. We do have another property that we own, but it's in Craig Ranch, and it would be a market rate development, but we really want to focus on, we primarily focus on workforce housing. We have properties all over the state of Texas, primarily in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We have 3 properties in Dallas, either that are flagship in the portfolio for over 20 years, 2 properties, one we're celebrating the grand opening next Tuesday, the other one under construction, we're starting to do lease up. We have 2 properties now open in Fort Worth. So Port Aransas, Midland, so we're growing, and we really would like to be in the city of McKinney because it's an awesome location with the growth that's occurring in North Texas. We are a global company. Our global headquarters is in Milan. We have offices in 6 different countries, but we're based here in Dallas. We've been operating in the US since 1991. Any questions?
So how far west of 75 is the site, Virginia and north?
It is, so Carlisle, it's not that far, actually. It's probably about 3 or 4 blocks in.
Oh, is it that site that was recently rezoned, I think?
Right. Yes, there, that's exactly right.
Next
but
to
now,
the older apartments?
Yes. Yes.
But we have to rezone it because we originally started out as a 9% housing tax credit development, mm-hmm. but we were unfortunately not awarded. But blessfully, the site qualifies for a 4% deal. And so we have to amend the zoning to increase the density to allow for the 172 units, which we've submitted the application to the city. The current zoning only allows for 120 units and 3 stories. We do have to add an extra story to get to where we need to hit financially for a 4% development. Normally, 4% developments are about 270 units, but because of the city and the incomes in this area, we're able to still make it work, surface park with 172 units on a 5-acre site.
There it is. Sorry.
And there was a site plan included in there as well. No, that's yeah. So you can see it's 2 buildings. We provide top, it's really almost, it's market rate quality. I tell most people you can't tell the difference between our market rate developments and our workforce housing developments. The clubhouse would be outfitted with high-speed Wi-Fi, conference room, a children's playroom. We'll have a business lab, state-of-the-art fitness center, resort-style pool. It hits pretty much every amenity you can think of in terms of a quality apartment community. Carports. We are short, a little short on meeting the parking requirements for the city, but we think this will work.
Do we have four-story apartments already in the city?
Mm-hmm. What it is.
So the challenge is here in this area. There's 2-story apartments. Actually, there's an older vintage property that's 2-story. But our goal here is to transform. It's a major corridor in the city, and we feel like it'd be an opportunity to set the tone for something to happen in the future. Sort of like a catalyst where this could be a model development. You notice the building is pushed closer to the right-of-way and has a more urban feel. So eventually, when that property next door is met its useful life, we'll have something to, a standard to achieve. And it looks nice the way all of it, it has the L-shaped building to kind of create that, again, kind of a faux wrap, if you want to call it.
That'd be nice.
Did you have initial an elevation?
I can provide elevations later. We don't have a colored rendering. We're working on, obviously, the TDHCA architectural package, so we do have black and white, but I'll get y'all something more formal.
If I remember correctly, when the initial rezoning for this property came in, it was proposed as a 4-story with commercial on Virginia, and then through the process, it went to the 3-story. So now we're going back to the... but. The 4-story won't be completely alien to those who've reviewed this before.
That is correct. Wow, great memory. It went through a lot of iterations, the site plan did. Yes, because obviously it would be nice to have retail along Virginia Parkway, but the site, it's only a 5-acre site, and for a workforce housing development, it's hard to get commercial unless you carve it out. Yep. It makes it very, these deals are complicated as it is. When you have a condominium with a commercial component, it's really.
So, you said you're already slated for the TDHCA money?
We have the bond reservation. The TDHCA application will go in on, we have to submit it by Friday.
Okay.
So we'll have a board meeting for the 4% tax credit allocation and award. So we would be looking at the March board meeting with the January, the Friday submission to TDHCA.
March board meeting with TDHCA?
Mm-hmm. And we'll keep you posted on the dates.
Right. So what will we be committing to today if we...
To in just the to make you aware of our request to partner and to enter to negotiations for developer fee split, cash flows fee split, and then for your participation as the general contractor, a GC fee.
Okay, so all that's coming later?
That is correct.
Another discussion?
Okay. That's correct.
All right. And we did something like this before on the west side, did we?
Yes, with the independents. The last deal that you guys did, you were co-developers on that deal as well.
So would that be a similar structure to this one then, overall? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
We're not going to be out there with hammers.
You can be out there as little or as much as you'd like.
General contractor. Hard hat. Yeah.
No, definitely not.
The hole's not deep enough.
And you mentioned this is already under contract, so you already own
the land. The land is under contract. Okay. So what will happen is we'll take down the land when we close. Mm-hmm. We'll assign the contract to the partnership.
Okay.
Oh, actually, we'll assign it to the HFC, or if you create another entity that you would like to own the land, a lot of HFCs do that for liability protection. That the land will go into that entity, and then we'll have a ground lease to the partnership. So the property and the ground itself and the property improvements would be tax exempt.
And maybe getting ahead of this as a partner where you're going to be along for the ride, or just develop it?
No, we will be in the partnership with you. So we would be the Class B Special Limited Partner. But for the tax exemption, you have to be the general partner.
Right.
And in some instances, the way we structure it is where you are, you can provide us signatory authority, or you could keep signatory authority. It's up to y'all. We've done it several different ways.
Okay. And then, what's the estimated completion date if we?
So we are planning, as since we have our bond reservation now, we have 180 days to close. The clock is ticking.
Okay.
It's now underway. So once we close, which we would like to close in June, we start construction right away. And so it's a 24-month construction. We usually start lease up right whenever the clubhouse is turned.
Mm-hmm.
So that's typically about 180 days before, how should I put this? So, because it will still be under construction when we start lease up.
Okay.
I can tell you, we have fabulous contractors, and we deliver usually early and on budget.
With the temperature out here, I just want to be delivered right. On the Allen Stadium kind of ordeal.
Concrete, bro.
Yeah. This is some temperature issues that they don't have in Milan. All right. Any other questions, guys? Are we voting on this? All right, call to vote to consider. Do I have to repeat all of this? The resolution from Palladium USA to create multifamily housing development located in the city of McKinney.
Can I move second? You through the resolution?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you all so much. We really do appreciate it. Especially to have a meeting, a special call meeting at 8 o'clock in the morning after the holiday.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to seeing everything as it plays out here.
Yeah.
I'm sure the next meeting will be a lot more in depth.
For sure.
If there's any more agenda items.
Are those the pictures of the...
They are, yes. I was going to show you guys in comments, and for some reason it's... how do I get it to pop up just... Well, I'm going to show you one page at a time, but for some reason it's showing them all.
You hit one page.
Oh, there
in the
it is. There it is. Okay, let's do it. It makes it a little bit easier for you to see, I think, if I can zoom in here a little bit and show this to you guys. It was way too early. I'm not doing this very well. Let's see. Here we go. Okay, so this is Miss Tammy McKinney right here at her ribbon cutting of her home. And I just wanted to show you a couple pictures. This is how the home turned out. This is her beautiful 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage home. This is what her home was before. And again, just showing you the after. And we did just a couple pictures of kind of, this was her kitchen before. Here's her fabulous kitchen now. These homes turned out amazing. And you guys did a wonderful job assisting her with her rent while she was out of the household. It definitely made it possible for her. Here's her old living room, new living room, and a shot of the old bathroom and her fabulous new bathroom. And it even has pocket closet doors. It was so cool. Anyway, I just wanted to share a couple of those pictures with you guys just so you could see it. And it was amazing. And we were so grateful we were able to get the construction done early and these homeowners back into their homes prior to Christmas. So thank you very much for your contribution and helping.
Thanks for your work. Was that her grandchildren in that first picture?
Yes. Yes.
Great work. I'm glad we were able to help that. Those are good projects to do. Definitely help out because we definitely want to get more housing.
Are there more of those in the pipeline right now, the reconstruction?
We do. We have a wait list of 2 right now. We try to do 1 a year, but with COVID we were backlogged, and so we did 3 this last time. Mm-hmm. So we usually just do 1 a year because the cost of everything has gone up. These homes mm-hmm. cost us $270,000 to build, and they already own the land. Mm-hmm. We used to spend about $140,000 to build one of these houses, so it's gone up significantly in the last 2 years. So, one at a time. We do use our community development block grant funds on this. It is not, I think a couple of the articles that ran said the city used local taxpayer dollars to fund these and gifted them, but it is our CDBG funding that is used to build these homes. So, yes. Thank you.
Very nice.
All right, if there's nothing else, call the meeting to adjourn.